How do you, what do you have for breakfast, sir?
What do I have for breakfast?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, we got the, my wife got the breakfast, one time we got the, she makes cereal, you know, and sometimes ham and eggs, and sometimes pancakes.
When you have ham and eggs, how does she fix the eggs? How do you like your eggs?
Just over easy.
Do you ever just take the whole egg and put it in boiling water and let it get solid?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
What they call boiled eggs.
And what about, did they ever take the eggs and break them? Did you ever, you know, take the egg and just break it into the water?
Yeah, into the water. Yeah, poach.
Do you know how to poach eggs? I mean,
I hardly know anything about the kitchen.
Have you ever seen her poach eggs? Your wife poach eggs?
Yeah.
How did she do it?
Well, really, we never have poached eggs. We have just the over easy eggs.
And, well, does she ever use anything like if you're having some kind of beans or something, does she ever put some meat in there, some salt or sugar cured meat in there with them?
In the eggs, yes. And the beans?
Yes.
Yes.
What do you call that kind of meat?
What do you call it? They need to put in a bean? Put some of that salted ham sometimes.
How much lean meat is there in that? Is there any lean?
I think there's hardly any. Very little.
And what if it had more lean in it? What would you call it then? That kind of meat? Would you call it something different?
Unless it would be bacon or...
Now bacon, is that... What do you mean when you say by bacon? Is that something that's already sliced?
Yeah, the one comes in strips.
Can you buy it not like that? Can you buy it already... can you buy it solid? So that you slice it yourself?
I imagine so, yes.
Have you ever seen it like that in the store?
I think I have, yes.
Well, it comes with... It has a hard outside on it you have to cut off.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that part?
Be there.
What would you call it? The rind or the skin? Or
skin, I guess.
And what would you call the side of the hog? Just the whole side? The part of the hog between the shoulder and the ham.
I don't know what they call it.
And what do they make? They take the they use casing there and they stuff
sausage.
And if you had a cow that you wanted to cut up, you would take it to who does that cutting up for you?
The butcher.
And if you had a freezer full of meat and somebody left it open on a hot night or something,
mm-hmm.
then the meat would be
boiling.
After somebody butchers a hog, do they ever make anything with meat in its head?
You know what people over here make with that? Tamales.
Tamales?
They claim the best meat for tamales is a hog head.
How do they do that, sir?
How do they do what?
They make the tamales.
Well, they get the meat, you know, and boil it, and then they put some spices on it, and they get the... what we call the masa, you know, and then they roll the meat on that masa and then boil it again.
Do they put it in anything else before they just drop the whole masa down in there?
Yeah, it's wrapped on a corn husk.
And they just put that down in there in the boil?
Yes, they put them in a kettle, in a dry kettle. I think they put a little water on it.
I'm
not very familiar with it. I like to eat them.
It sounds good.